Can you talk about the soap trade and just why he did it?
I thought Isaac did a nice job for us. But we felt like we had a couple younger guys that we really need to continue to get in there. And when they've played, they continue to really produce. You know, I think Clifton Gathers is a great example. Clifton Gathers played 13 snaps on Sunday versus the Giants and had 3 contacts with the ball. You know, and he's a guy that just keeps getting better. I think Benny Logan's a guy we need to see more of. Damon Square's a guy who was up for the first 2 games, but because we kept 7 defensive linemen, we brought Vinny up, then Square's down. But you watch Square every day in practice, and I think Square, Logan, and Gathers need more reps. You know, and if it's a one position on our team that we probably had the most depth on, probably the most inquiries were about our defensive line, and we just thought the value for it, you know, was at that point in time, we didn't think. I think getting the younger guys involved, you know, is going to be beneficial for us. And, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, Benny and Clifton and Square and those guys play a lot more.
Is it disappointing, though, that this is a guy that you guys gave a decent amount of money to, a veteran that had played the position for 10 years, and you wanted him to kind of come in and school everybody on the switch to the 3-4, that he only lasted 8 games, only played 237 snaps?
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. I look at it as that our 3 young guys are playing pretty good football. So I think the strength of our team on the defensive side of the ball has been our defensive line and the production that we're getting out of those guys. So you're trying to get your best guys on the field. So I would be disappointed if our defensive line wasn't playing well at all. But I think it's more of, we got a lot of good competition going on at that position, and how do we create more opportunities for those young guys?
Is Logan the first team?
We rotate just like we always do. So, you know, Clifton will get more snaps. Logan will get more snaps. Square will get more snaps. Sed can play in there at times. It really just depends on the situation. And a lot of times when you go into it, you know, you look at the Giants' first game compared to the Giants' second game. The Giants played us in more base in the second game than they did in the first game. So now if they're in base, we're in bigger guys. If they're in 11, we're in nickel more. So, you know, you really can't go in and dictate and say, hey, we're going to play this amount of snaps, because if they're in 11 or 10 personnel, then we're not going to be as big on the defensive front. We're going to be more of a pass rush mode. So it really just depends on what we're getting and what we're matching up with. So,
what did the MRI on Mike's hamstring reveal?
Just that it's hurt in the same spot. So we'll see how he goes, and I don't anticipate Mike being able to play this week, but we'll monitor. And you know, the one thing I know about Mike is he's unbelievable when it comes to the rehab and listening to Chris and Doc and to our guys in the weight room. So we'll see how it goes, but nothing new.
So there's
nothing new from what happened the last time, is the way it was explained to me. So
how did Nick do yesterday?
Nick did really well. You know, I was I know he was cleared, but just because he was cleared, we needed to see him. I hadn't really had a chance to visit with him, to get him to watch him out in the field. But I was really happy with how Nick practiced yesterday. One of the good things about practicing on Tuesday is that you can kind of get a chance to get your eyes on people that have been out, you know, and Nick was out. So Nick did a really good job. Nick is going to be our starting quarterback this week, and he'll take the reps with the ones this week, and we'll get ready as a team offensively to prepare for the Oakland.
Coach, because of Mike Vick had re-aggravated that same spot, would it make sense to maybe just be extra cautious this time and maybe just sit him down to the bye week or something like that?
I defer to our medical staff on any things like that. You know, they're a lot smarter than me or you when it comes to injuries. So what our doctors say and what Mike says is what we listen to. So,
who do you think it's real prior? Speaking of Mike, he's a guy that can take off runs, make a lot of big plays.
Yeah.
Mike, and now you've had a chance to look at him.
Really good athlete. I actually tried to recruit Terrell in high school. Never got a chance to get him to come out and visit, but I knew him pretty well. I was in Jeanette about 4 or 5 times watching him play basketball. Tremendous athlete. You know, I think the first thing that will strike you when you see him is just actually how big he is. You know, you watch him on tape. He had a 93-yard run, the longest run for a quarterback in NFL history. But when you see him, you look like you're looking at a defensive end. You know, there's 2 guys that I've had an opportunity to coach against, Cam Newton and Terrell Pryor, that are that. You know, that when you look at them, they kind of like an NBA power forward, but they don't, you know, they can run, you know, and that's the thing that kind of jumps out at you is his athleticism. I think he's really come along as a quarterback. We actually faced him my first year at Oregon in the Rose Bowl, and I think he's a really good player. I think he's growing. You can see him gain more confidence each week. He's really working on everything in his game. But I think the one threat that he's always had is his ability, you know, to kind of take the ball and tuck it and run. So you got to be really conscious, similar to like in the Washington game when you had RG3, you know, that you better know where your rush lanes are. You better know where who's got contained and where we are, and try to keep him hemmed in and not let him escape, because when he escapes, it's not, you know, it may not be a 6-yard gain. It could be a 60-yard gain with the type of wheels he has. So,
yeah, Matt Barkley said that yesterday, that one play where he had a roll out and that he'd never repped before. Was he mistaken? Because the day before you said the team had.
I said we have. I said the team has. Okay. So I don't think Matt was mistaken. No, I think when you go into a game, your backup quarterback doesn't get a lot of snaps. You know, so I think on a daily basis, today we have 60 snaps for our offense today. And our starting quarterback will get 48 of them, and our backup quarterback will get 12 of them. So he may not have run that play, but it's a naked play. The route combination doesn't matter. We're always just trying to dress it up and do it a different way. So has he run naked since he's been here? Yeah, he's run naked since he's been here. Do we have a guy in the flat? Yeah, we had a guy in the flat. Do we have a guy in a drag? Yeah, we had a guy in a drag. Was it specifically that call? He may not have gotten that rep in that practice. I don't think our quarterbacks, the backup quarterback, doesn't get low red snaps. We only snapped the ball 4 times in the low red zone on a Thursday practice, and all of those reps go to the starting quarterback. So,
when you give the team has off Monday after a Sunday game, and you come back on Tuesday and start preparing. When in between the end of the Sunday game and your preparation today, do the players get to make corrections from the game before?
Tuesday we watch it in terms of watching the tape. Yeah, we watch the tape Tuesday morning as a offense, defense, special teams, and then position coaches. So, you know, that's what Tuesday is you kind of put the game to bed. You know, it's half of what did we do on Sunday, and we make corrections, and then insertion for the beginning of the week on Tuesday.
So they're here pretty, in the morning at the classroom sessions for that
club? Tuesday morning?
Yeah,
that's the first thing we start. They're here at 8 o'clock on Tuesday mornings.
You know about how long do you guys do that for?
How long do we do? Our normal meeting is maybe 50 minutes. Yeah.
Tiffany, a term you've used is the quarterback instability. Is this going to be a week-to-week thing?
God, I hope not.
No, until Mike's healthy.
What?
Until Mike's
you know
healthy.
Something I don't know?
Or is Nick going to get a chance to provide stability?
I hope so. You know, Nick got knocked out in the Cowboys game. I didn't pull Nick out of the game. No. I looked over, Nick's laying on the ground. We got to put another guy in.
Mike's not going to be injured forever. You know, there is going to be a point when Mike's healthy. So that's
Let me ask you a serious question. How many times are you going to ask me that same question, and how many different ways are you going to go about it? I am going to make my determination on a weekly basis who our quarterback is, first and foremost, based on health. The ideal world, Mike's the healthiest in the world, Nick's the healthiest in the world, Matt's the healthiest in the world. Let's get to that point in time, and we'll have a conversation.
But that prolongs instability.
It doesn't prolong anything. I'm getting ready to play the Oakland Raiders. And I'm getting ready with Nick Foles and Matt because Mike's not practicing today. And that's it. So it doesn't help us, me, anybody, and that's not the way I think, to say, hey, next week when Mike comes back, what are we going to do? Because what happens if next week when Mike comes back, Nick and Matt are hurt? I don't know. And I think you just jump through mental gymnastics of if this happens and that happens and this happens and that, you have no idea. It really doesn't – I don't know. We got ready to play Tampa Bay. Our emergency quarterbacks was James Casey. He pulled his groin on Friday and couldn't go. There's a whole monkey wrench in it. What if I spent all my day on Wednesday on who my emergency quarterback is going to be? I'm good. I got Casey. I'm good to go. And then Friday he gets hurt. Well, when it happens, it happens. That's the way it works. So right now I know going into practice today, Nick Foles is ready to go. We're excited to get him reps with the ones. Matt gets reps with the twos, and let's go play Oakland. That's all we can worry about. So
when you said on Sunday, I'm sorry, you said on Sunday stability or lack of stability at quarterback is part of the problem with the offense.
Mm-hmm.
With that being the case, and I'm going to follow up on that, don't yell at me.
I wasn't yelling.
No, I'm kidding. Okay. That where, when Mike goes into a game, you don't know if he's going to finish, you don't know if he's going to play the rest of the year, where do you determine, with winning games and finding out about next year, where does that come in with Nick Foles?
We're all about winning games.
I get that. But where does next year come in?
It doesn't come in. It's about beating Oakland. That's it. It's a one-week season, and that's all it is. Last week, it was a beating the Giants. There wasn't, hey, what are we going to be like next year, and let's go see if we can activate GJ and throw him in the mix. That's not our mentality. Our mentality is, who are we playing right now? And I think it's a disservice to those other players on the team, and it's a disservice to our fans. If I'm thinking about who our quarterback is going to be next year, I'm thinking about beating who we're playing this week. And we're playing the Oakland Raiders, and that's it. That's the deal.
Thank you.
What's that?
It'll never
be that way. We're trying to win the game we're playing this week. And if we start planning long term, I may not be here long term. You know what I'm saying? So let's go beat Oakland.
Chip, with a guy like Nick coming off a game as disappointing as it was for him in Dallas,
yeah.
Do you have an extra eye on him in his first couple of practices, how he carries himself, his confidence,
yeah.
Just how he's bouncing
it's
back?
Great question. How he is, and I think that's one of the things about Nick, you know, that I love is I think there's a resiliency to him. You know, I don't. Nick didn't play well in the Dallas Cowboys game, and he understands that. You know, but I've seen Nick play well. I've seen Nick come off the bench against the New York Giants without throwing a snap and lead us down the field, and we get a field goal. And that's kind of a spur. Then we go in at halftime, he plays really well. I see him throw a great pass to Brent Celek with a guy draped on him. He drops it over his outside shoulder for a huge touchdown for us in the Giants game, you know, when we was kind of going back and forth, and that may have been a backbreaker in that game. I saw him play extremely well in the Tampa Bay game. He did not play well in the Dallas Cowboys game. But Nick wasn't the only guy who didn't play well in the Dallas Cowboys game. But I got a ton of confidence in Nick, and I'm excited to get back on the practice field with him.
Okay, thanks,
guys.